I'm Brian Kolb, and as a proud native New Yorker, I believe in our state.
Kolb, who's been an assembly member since 2000, is also a businessman. He's the founder and past president of two companies in the Rochester area, where he grew up. Kolb says he'd draw on the experiences of both worlds if he were to lead the state. He says he's been traveling and meeting with New Yorkers and asking them whether or not state government is working for them.
If it's not, then I think it's time for change. And I think most people I've talked to, overwhelmingly, like 95% plus, have said state government is not working for them. And so I'm going to, as I've been doing all along as assemblyman, but as a prospective candidate and hopefully governor, I'm going to try to change those perceptions.
Kolb is somewhat of an underdog in the race. He leads the smallest faction in the legislature in an assembly dominated by Democrats, and he's little known outside of Albany. As an upstater, he'll need to convince voters in New York City and the surrounding suburbs that he's a good alternative to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo, who has a $24 million campaign war chest, has not officially announced his candidacy, but says he intends to seek a third term next year. Kolb admits the campaign won't be easy.
It's a huge mountain to climb. You know, some people liken it to pushing a boulder up a hill, which is almost like being the leader of the Assembly Republican Conference.
The low-key Assembly Minority Leader says Cuomo is too much of a politician and spends too much time on splashy photo ops and economic development ideas that he says haven't worked. And Kolb says the governor, who's been speaking out more often on the national stage lately, may be too distracted by a desire to run for president in 2020 to effectively govern the state.
It's acknowledged out there in the political world that he's positioning himself to run for president in 2020, and I believe he should not run for re-election as governor, win, lose, or draw, if he's got any inkling to put his hat in the ring in the presidential sweepstakes, because you can't take your eye off the ball of New York State. It's too complicated. We got too much to do, and we can't have our governor traipsing around the United States fundraising and going to political events when he should be back in Albany and in the state solving our problems.
Cuomo, when asked about the 2020 presidential race, says he's only focused right now on being governor. Kolb is pro-life, but says he would not impose his anti-abortion views on others if he became governor, saying a woman's right to choose is a decided issue. He's a member of the League of Women Voters as well as the NRA. Kolb says he voted against the strict gun control measures approved by Cuomo in the legislature after the Sandy Hook, Connecticut shootings in 2012, saying they unfairly harm law-abiding gun owners. He says he supports having two different laws on gun control, one for upstate and one for downstate. But Kolb says he wants to focus his campaign on financial issues like improving the standard of living for New Yorkers and lowering taxes, as well as reforming corruption in state government. In his introductory video, he mentions Governor Cuomo's former top aide and other associates who go on trial for corruption next year.
Top aide to Governor Cuomo has been charged in a massive bribery and kickback scheme.
There are at least three other potential Republican candidates for governor: Syracuse Senator John DeFrancisco, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, and businessman Harry Wilson. Kolb says he knows and likes them all.
I'm a team player. I'm going to give it my best go to make the best case on why I believe I could be the best candidate and the best governor.
Kolb says he'll support whoever is ultimately chosen as the candidate at the Republican State Convention next spring. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.